Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the text right now. We need more. We have a lot on Israel, Iran. I appreciate that. But let's get to ask right now. What is Adam's go-to move when someone is tailgating him on the roadway? And most importantly, how does he verify the other driver speaks English? I don't get that part. Did I miss something?
Yes. We brought up the fact that the Trump administration trying to stiffening the penalties for that commercial drivers, truck drivers, should be able to speak.
Speak American?
American.
Yeah.
And I agreed with it. So.
Oh. Would you like just white males in this country?
Yeah,
did I,
exactly
Dave, did you
I
realize
said.
That this guy, Archie Bunker, had now joined us?
Yeah, it's very, very astute of you to say white males, too, because God knows how he feels about women behind the wheel.
Well, that's at least right on that one. When did you decide that women should not be allowed to drive? What year was that?
When I was in the back seat and Cheryl was driving.
Mom, please.
I do the hard brake. No.
All right. What do you do? Somebody's tailgating you. You're not in the left lane, and it's driving you nuts. What's your move?
I just get over a lane, let the knucklehead go by me.
Every time. You. Every time. Just, that's okay. Sir, you're tailgating me. I understand you're acting like a jerk. I'll just move over. Come on, you hit the brake a little bit, don't you?
No, that's
never
dangerous. No,
Dave,
I wouldn't hit the brake. I'd ease off the gas.
Yeah, slow down.
Same thing, right?
No, very different.
No, the
I'm not saying hit the brake, and you're going to cause.
You said hit the brake. You literally said hit the brake.
Well,
hit the bricks.
Adam, more of the text here. What is your greatest regret in your life so far, parenthetically, other than leaving Chad's show? Yeah. There's some truth to that.
Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
What were you going to say? You were going to say something there.
I'll just probably choose a different career path.
Yeah, you said this many times.
Yeah.
You are very good at what you do.
Thank you.
You co-host a show. You still flunkify on here. You're making a good living. Why is this?
I don't know. I just untapped resources, I guess, in my brain. I could have been a tremendous actor, I think.
Yeah. How did that one-act play work out last year?
No, it was a community. I was going to commit to joining like a community troupe.
Yeah, that was 2024.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
We still working on it? Too busy?
Yeah, you know.
I'd pay just to see the headshot he gave us.
Listen, how about this? Closed circuit. It had to be Ginny before, right? Ginny had to have the Chanhassen Dinner Theater
count. Oh, sure.
So I assume that means Mary has the Chanhassen Dinner Theater count. This seems like a no-brainer.
Cameo?
We could get you as somebody in a Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Yes, Greece until 2029, I think.
Yeah, it is Greece forever.
I could be one of the T-Birds, like not the, you know, not Danny or...
You're not going to play the Travolta role?
No, I'd be one of the other schlubs.
Well, how do you think those schlubs are going to feel when all of a sudden here he comes, mid-morning host, and he says, hey, one of you schlubs is out because I'm in. I think we could pull that off. Mary, let's go. Our mullets... cool or dorky? I'm just reading all the text here. The mullet, I have one topic for us. That's it. Mullets, cool or dorky.
The young men have a look now. And it's kind of the perm slash mullet look,
yep.
Shaved
yes,
sides,
you are
and then
correct.
Just the creeper mustache. That's there's a lot of those guys around. I don't mind it.
And it's the very light mustache,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Where you can't really tell. And I think the closer you get, the more troubling it might be.
Yeah.
Dave, mullet, cool or dorky?
It's no good. The mullet's no good.
Never good?
No.
Never good. What if you have the hair a little longer, like, I don't know, maybe me?
I like that look.
And the hair flares out a little bit.
No, you're like far from mullet, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm way far. And I'm getting the shortcut tomorrow.
Good. You need it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Adam, what is your favorite dip to double dip in? These are outstanding. We don't have any dirt on Adam yet, but
yeah.
These are all very,
I'll tell
very
you what,
good.
If I'm like the hell with the health kick, I want the canned Frito, like jalapeno cheddar dip.
Ooh.
You know, the gooey,
yeah.
That stuff.
Ooh.
And some of those big Fritos. That's a good combo. I double dip all day.
You need a couple cocktails in you for that one,
yeah.
Don't you?
That's a good ice fishing.
Yeah. What? That's.
Snack.
I think that's a beer snack.
Yeah, for
right?
Sure.
That's not exactly.
Red wine.
I got my red wine.
Yeah.
I got my pinky out
yeah.
While I'm doing that. What is the great? I'm gonna jump in then because I saw this debate the other day on one of my silly threads. What's the greatest cracker? Either on its own or with a little accompaniment.
Ritz.
The Ritz cracker.
Yep.
I think you're a big Ritz cracker, right?
1,000% right.
I think, versatile.
I think buttery, delicious.
Yes. I think the Wheat Thin is better.
That's what. Man, it's close.
The Ritz holds up much better with cheese. You throw
Agreed.
Some cheese on it. The flavor of the
what
Ritz
kind of
with
wheat,
the cheese.
What kind of weak, feeble Wheat Thins
no,
are you
it's
getting?
A, it's not a physical thing. It's
very heavy cheese. Heavy
it's
cheese.
It's a flavor thing. The Wheat
I'm a heavy
Thin
cheese guy.
With the cheese, it's not a good flavor combination. Not nearly as good as Ritz with cheese.
Yeah. Which cheese?
Any cheese.
The I Wheat Thin and cheese.
No.
I had it yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry. You had a poor cracker.
Well,
and then
one of the threads I was talking about, I sent the cheese, and then one buddy comes back. Those are cheese squares. You need a toothpick for those. Those are too big for the Wheat Thins. Okay, now, on its own, chicken and a biscuit is unbelievably
yeah.
Underrated.
Chicken and a biscuit.
Oh, so fantastic. Good. And by the way, it's literally impossible. Just say, I'm going to have three or four chicken and a biscuit, right? So good.
Impossible to do that with any of the crackers we just mentioned. Nobody just goes and gets a couple Wheat Thins.
The Ritz cracker is kind of dull.
Oh, how dare you.
It's kind of the Mike Pence of crackers. Mother, you know,
the,
a lot of mother
it's
talk.
The Mike Pence you know. Fly
I'll tell you what, right now, if you bring the chicken and a biscuit to the next ceasefire talks with Israel and Iran, and I think you solve the whole thing
yeah.
Right there. Because their fingers are all, you
yep.
Know, they're licking their fingers. Who could touch a weapon at that point? More of Ask Adam Anything. Next, we need more of your text. 651-461-9226. What would you like me to discuss?
Where do you get your water from, Chad?
Aquarius. Again today. Now, I'm a water guy right from the get-go. You're a coffee guy, I assume. I assume you come down and have coffee.
I don't think it's an either-or decision.
Well, it is taste-wise because one tastes good and coffee's
disgusting.
What about
coffee made with Connecticut?
Oh, well, it's better. For sure it's better, but I don't get it. But guess what? I am not hypnotized by big coffee. I have fought off big coffee. But if you're going to have big coffee, if you're addicted, go to Aquarius. Go to AquariusHomeServices.com and get the best drinking water system on the planet, the Connecticut drinking water system. I've had one in a home in lovely Plymouth since 1993. And I'm moving, and guess what? I'm going to have another Connecticut drinking water system. Right now, you can save up to 25% on one of those great drinking water systems. But Aquarius is more than that. How about the water softener? How about that shower and your clothes? And how about just your utility room? Honestly, everything in your utility room, this family-owned company since 1987, they can help you out. I trust them completely. If they're going to my house, I don't have to be there. I believe in them that much. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear Adam, why must you continually smuggle live lobsters from Cub and Rosemount out of the store in your pants? God, I would love that.
There's the restaurant, I don't know if they still have it, the Fireside, which is in Rosemount, not far from the Cub, has one of those lobster tanks where you can get the
pick
claw
out who you're killing.
Yeah.
Do you think the lobsters feel the pain, that debate?
Oh, I hope not, but
yeah,
they're so delicious.
They are. Dave, where do you stand on lobster?
It's not bad, but it is overrated.
I think it is overrated.
I think it
too.
Is too, slightly overrated.
You know,
crabs, a good lobster roll, though. A good lobster roll.
I'm not a fan of lobster rolls. Too sweet.
How about a little lobster bisque?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just sounds good saying
bisque.
Bisque. Yeah. How about some cannabis bisque? When are we going to be able to smoke a joint in this state, by the way? When is that going to happen? I mean,
I'm pretty sure you can right now.
It happened not too long ago.
Well, let me say, Cheech and Chong. Yeah. Well, that's true. That's good. I didn't phrase that properly. When are we going to be able to buy the
flower?
What we put in the joint, the flower, on 2046?
I hope not that long.
It's absurd that this is taking this long. Steve is called in. Go ahead, Steve. You're on CCO.
Adam, do truck drivers, are they only able to eat American food?
I'm getting hammered for this.
I must have missed a very entertaining segment here. I mean, did you just go Make America Great Again earlier?
Not full mega.
So why does a truck driver... Did you say they have to speak English? Did you say it has to be their primary language? What did you say?
Not their primary language. And I initially said fluent. I'm backing off on even fluency. Just enough to communicate with law enforcement or...
How about me when I drive? Do I have to know the language?
I don't think so.
But a trucker does, but not me.
Yeah.
How come?
I just think a commercial is another... Like commercial, you're operating goods, shuffling around people. I just think it's a different standard.
Steve?
Steve's gone.
What do you think, Dave? We have a lot of people in a lot of different jobs in this country, and their English isn't great.
I'm not saying it has to be great. I just efficient enough to do the job.
To understand.
I think we have Google Translate at this point.
I think we're fine. Would you like them shot if they, lined up like once a week, firing squad? Is that what you're
saying? Board them to another country where they're not even from. Yeah. Supreme Court says that's okay.
How is that possible? Honestly, how is that possible in the United States of America? I get it. If the criminals, get them the hell out of here. But you just get to randomly, here you go. Here comes Adam Carter, and let's spin the wheel.
Sudan.
If we just send you to Sudan, that is sheer madness. And again, that doesn't mean I'm open borders and let them all in. In fact, how would you feel if they stayed at your house? No. Send them back to the country they're from, or in particular, if there's an order, were they not allowed to go back there for their safety? Funny.
Follow it.
You can't send them there. I blame you, Harrigan.
I kind of like the idea, to be honest. Kind of brings a game show element to the whole thing.
Honestly, it wouldn't shock me if they come up with it. Let's see. Adam, I live in a country and have a trap rock driveway. What's that?
Oh, trap rock is like the small, it's kind of small gray rock, very small. We just had some put under our deck. Very nice.
I have extra in the side of the house to fill the front of the garage whenever it settles. This is where I pee all the time throughout the year. Is it okay to put that trap rock right in front of the garage?
Sure.
When's the last time you peed outside in public?
It's been a while. Okay. Golfing, I assume.
Yep. Adam, if you didn't have your 90 noon gig and the side hustle with this show, what is your ideal job and why? What would it be? If you had to pick it, you have 30 seconds.
Something
you have a minute, actually.
Outdoors related, like working for an outdoors company, repping something. Something that gets me outside.
You could do that in the afternoons instead of clanging and banging.
Yeah.
You know? What's on the agenda today?
Clanging and banging.
Another grad party?
No, we're done with those, thankfully.
Yeah.
Done with the ones we're throwing. We still have a couple to go to.
How many have you visited now, attended?
Oh, at least 10.
10?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of pulled pork.
Not once.
What? Not once.
Oh, we had a little with our variety that we got. Was
Midwesterners, are we?
Man. Best food item outside of your grilled cheese, which was great. You know, I loved it.
Yeah, the stuff we had this weekend for Lawrence from that Fireside restaurant I was talking about.
Oh.
We had a bunch of different stuff, including short ribs.
In other words, his party was the best food. We'll end it on that note.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.